Dear Parent or Carer. The two half terms after Christmas have been noticeably shorter, but once again jam-packed full of events and enrichment to our school day. Our students continue to make me proud in their conduct, their determination to learn, and to be that little bit better each day. During my first two terms at the Wilnecote School, I have gotten to meet many of our students and know them to be respectful and kind. The school's focus to raise our expectations of students and their own expectations of themselves is unrelenting, but equal in importance to the development of our curriculum and the quality of teaching. The vast majority of our students are a credit to our school and to you as parents. As we prepare for the summer term, please play your part in ensuring that your child continues to follow our uniform policy, is well prepared, punctual, and equipped for their school day. The minimum requirement for our students is to arrive in full uniform with an outdoor raincoat, a school bag to put it in, their student planner, more than one pen and pencil, a rubber and a ruler. A scientific calculator is also essential, particularly for students in Year 10 and 11. Your support with these matters will help tip the balance of our pastoral team in focusing on the core purpose of learning. The fewer children not meeting these expectations, the more time our staff have available to support academic progress. Uniform consultation. We have started to consult with our student council and junior leadership team around minor amendments to our school uniform. We have tried compromise, allowing different styles of skirt, with insistence that the skirt be clearly visible below the hem of the blazer. However, time is running out for students to make this adjustment as we prepare for September 2024. Schools locally have either moved to all students wearing trousers or a school badge skirt from their uniform provider. When asked, our students were very much in favour of retaining the school skirt as an option, and their preference was a school pleated skirt with school logo. This would come with a slight additional cost, so I believe it is important to gain your views. Please use the link to a very brief questionnaire where you can share your opinion. As the weather improves into the summer term, we will be asking students to be outside as much as possible during break and lunchtime. We have limited seating within the building, and it is important children get some fresh air, particularly as temperatures rise. We hope soon to have the upper tennis courts resurfaced to provide a better playing surface and to open our outdoor servery. With the British weather being unpredictable, please ensure your child has a raincoat for school, as the students will be going outside. The term has been filled with notable successes. We have been delighted with the attitude of our Year 10 students, who have worked diligently in completing their Year 10 exams. They have responded to the challenge of these two examination weeks, and we look forward to sharing their results with them after the Easter holidays. This half-term Year 11 have been busy this half-term with the completion of their geography fieldwork trip. I have been really pleased with the commitment shown in their attendance to our first ever sprint finish grade booster sessions. Those that have attended all their sessions received free chicken and chips on the last day of term. The support continues into the Easter holidays, with staff volunteering to give up time in the first week of the break to further support them. We ask that parents of those invited to these sessions support by ensuring their child attends. In some cases, this provides the very last opportunity to enhance coursework before it is sent off to the exam board. This term we held our annual careers fair, and as last year, many local, regional and national organisations were in attendance. All our students were able to access this event and find out more about university, apprenticeships and employment. I hope this has ignited the flame of ambition in our students as they start to widen their horizons. I was very proud to hear from all our exhibitors how much they enjoyed speaking to our students. They all consistently mentioned the excellent attitude and conduct of our students during this event. Please do look at this half-term's Wilnecote Warbler for all of the other fantastic achievements and events that have taken place this half-term. These include our Rewards Day Silent Disco, UK Maths Challenge, and an article on our amazing school show, Matilda, We also celebrated World Book Day by running a competition to dress form classroom doors with artwork representing an author and their work. There were some fantastic examples of creativity on this theme, which you can see on this page. School app and class charts. As promised in my previous letter to parents, the new term sees the launch of our school app, which will provide a one-stop access to news and communication from school. Parents can set up this application so that all other apps are contained within it, with one single login. We are introducing a new platform for rewards and sanctions, which is far easier for staff, parents, and students to access and see their profile. This platform is called Class Charts, and you should all be receiving an access code for parental access in the coming days. Please, can you support your child, use their separate login code, and download the app, so both parents and children are ready to start using by the end of the Easter holidays. Class Charts recommend that parents and students take a picture of the login code in case these are lost. We would like to thank parents for your support in making access points to the school safer for our student on arrival and at the end of the school day. Limiting traffic onto site at these two points in the day has really contributed to the well-being of our students. If you require temporary access to drop off your child on site, please continue to acquire a pass via contacting office wilnecotahighschool.org. In the interests of safety, we will be making some slight changes to pedestrian access at the front gate, whereby all students entering via this entrance come into school via the student services entrance. I wish you all an enjoyable Easter and look forward to welcoming our students back to the summer term on Monday, 8th April 2024. Yours faithfully, Mr. Foskett, Headteacher.